Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The judge who presided over former Governor Sarah Palin's libel case against the New York Times denied her request on Tuesday for a new trial, saying that she failed to introduce even a speck, according to this report, of evidence necessary to prove actual malice by the newspaper. U.S. District Judge Jed Rakoff made the assertion in a written decision as he rejected post-trial claims from Palin's lawyers. Her attorneys had asked the judge to grant a new trial or disqualify himself as biased against her, citing several evidentiary rulings by Rakoff that they said were errors. Those ranged from how the questioning of jurors occurred during jury selection to how jurors were instructed when they asked questions during deliberations. Palin addressed the suit on KSRM's Sound Off.
The lawsuit's still going on. I'm going to keep on suing the New York Times for their lies. And I hope it's a representation of what the rest of America, who believes in truth and our freedom of the press, and those who have fought to defend freedom of the press and expect truth, I hope that more and more people recognize what I'm doing there in suing the New York Times to make them quit lying, just quit making things up.
The former Alaska governor adds,
thus far, I haven't paid for it. I don't have to. The law firm is doing this on their own because they too believe in our First Amendment rights and they believe in truth. So the law firm in Tampa, Florida, they're the ones who are working their butts off still 5 years later, and they're going to keep on working, keep on appealing this.
Judge Rakoff wrote that regardless of her post-trial motions, she was required at trial earlier this year to show that an error in a published editorial was motivated by actual malice, a requirement in libel lawsuits involving public figures. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance that authorizes a three-party agreement and real property lease with Verizon Wireless and Alaska Pipeline Company. Verizon Wireless has proposed to install cellular communication equipment on an existing microwave tower owned and managed by Alaska Pipeline Company. The existing tower is located on Kenai Peninsula Borough fee-owned property and authorized under a right-of-way grant that was conveyed from the Bureau of Land Management to the pipeline company dating back to April of 1963. The right-of-way grant was issued prior to the borough receiving the title and was identified in language on the state of Alaska patent. Aaron Hughes, land management agent with the Kenai Peninsula Borough, said,
this is a three-party agreement between Kenai Peninsula Borough, Alaska Pipeline Company, Kenai Peninsula Borough, and Verizon Wireless, and Verizon Wireless and Alaska Pipeline Company. So as this was introduced a while back, it just authorizes basically Verizon Wireless to co-locate some equipment on an existing communication site that's currently owned by Alaska Pipeline Company. It's made its way through the process, went through the Planning Commission. Planning Commission unanimously recommended approval as proposed. Looks like slated monthly revenue should amount to $1,499 to the borough and $1,500 to the PC.
Alaska Pipeline Company owns a microwave relay tower station located on about 20 acres of land. That means to enter and exit the property is from Bypass Road along an existing traveled way to the tower. The Kenai City Council recently approved a resolution that would authorize a budget transfer in the General Fund Shop Department for costs in excess of budgeted amounts. Repair parts for city equipment and vehicles have dramatically increased since the appropriation of the fiscal year 2022 budget. This according to City Manager Paul Ostrander.
Essentially, our shops department, the cost of parts, both the inflation on those parts and as well as increased freight costs associated with them cause us to get really close to going over our budget. So we need this budget revision to allow the shop to continue to purchase parts for the remainder of the fiscal year.
The shop department reportedly has insufficient funds for the remainder of fiscal year 2022 and needed additional funds for the purchase of parts in the amount of $17,200. The department has seen a significant increase in the cost of parts caused by inflationary pressures and soaring freight costs. Authorization of the budget revision will ensure the uninterrupted maintenance of city equipment and vehicles for the remainder of this fiscal year. This according to the city's Public Works Director, Scott Curtin. The department has identified funds which will be unspent in other amounts, and authorizing this revision will ensure the continued repair of city equipment through the end of this fiscal year, which ends at the final day of this month.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.